You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
All right, Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live on the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, we got the state, we got the national, all of the issues. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, listen, I got some dudes here that run the operation. I mean, I sit here and with a face not made for radio, I talk into the microphone and just, you know, these two guys are what keeps it all running. Of course, there's also, we got to acknowledge, by the way, Alicia is the head cat herder. She's out there keeping the schedules, making the phone calls, doing the things that Boomer and I can't do, and doing it so well. But in the tech side, Birdman is working in the outhouse and Boomer is working in the in-house. And those two guys right there are what keeps it. But they got opinions. They're not just tech savvy. They're not just solid at what they do. They're tech savvy. But they also got opinions. And they're good. All right. Every week we do this thing. We call it Boomer and the Birdman. Roll call. Boomer, you're here.
Here.
I can see the back of your head. You're here.
I'm not going anywhere. So I'm here.
Good. I'm glad. I don't know what button to push, so that's good. And then, and we got the Birdman with us. Birdman. Good day to you, sir. Hey, before we go in, before you play the whoop-whoop. Oh, good gosh. What did you just hit?
I was ready for it, and then I turned around.
I just bragged on you a minute ago.
and then my finger slipped, and then it all went.
Oh, God. Anyway, I want you guys to both know, I just saw a minute ago that 1819 News has got a story about our friend Allie from Athens is up. They did a whole story because they heard about her on the radio. They grabbed it, and they did an interview with her. They got a whole story. So Allie from Athens is the top story right now on 1819
nice.
News. How cool is that?
There you go, Allie.
Heard her first on Right Side Radio, our friend Allie. All right. With that in mind, play it. All right. Now we are in Boomer and the Birdman. All right. All right, you fellers. So here's the deal. You know the deal. I got questions for you. Sometimes you have questions for me. It's just pinging, seeing what happens. Whether we agree or not matters not. We love each other when it's over, but nonetheless, what are your thoughts on first question? You ready? All right, so I saw a story this morning said that youth football league, like you're talking about little kids, a youth football league in North Carolina recently pretty much came under like a liberal kind of a doxing, bullying online attack because they dared to raffle off an AR-15 as a fundraiser for the youth football league. I mean, this is a good one to do on the heels of my last segment, right?
Right.
Was that a good idea? I mean, do you even care? Would you want your children in a youth league that raffles off AR-15s? Your thoughts, Boomer? You're laughing so hard. I'm going with you first. What do you think?
I am. I'm actually going to go off on it just a little bit like this part. I watch a little bit of sports. I'm a sports guy.
You are.
And ESPN has this one segment that's like, come on, man. And honestly, I'm just going to say, come on, man. If it was my son's football league, I'd probably be all about it. I'm like, yeah.
The question then is, how many tickets would you buy?
I probably would buy a lot. But, I mean, for the grand, you know, overall aspect, I would just say, come on, man, maybe just think about it a little bit more.
All right, so Daddy Boomer doesn't mind.
I don't mind. I mean, I'd be excited for myself. I mean, I'd
okay.
to get one. I mean, it's not like they're raffling it off to the kids.
True.
So
we think.
I hope. I may have a different opinion than if it's that.
All right. So if they're raffling it to the kids, you got a problem with it. But raffling it to the adults for a fundraiser, you're good. All right. Logan, Birdman, what you got? Okay. So I learned two phrases, hot it up and bullet hose. All right, so I guess then the question becomes, if indeed you had children playing in youth football, what are you saying then, Birdman? You don't mind if they did that?
No, I don't I think this is just blown out of proportion. Okay. I think people want to be mad.
Okay, I agree. I think that's the perfect way of saying it. I think there's people wanting to be mad. And there, by the way, there's some people that are just mad that firearms exist in general.
Yeah,
which
exactly.
Which is just silly. But I agree with you. Me personally, I would have gone, cool. How much are the tickets, you know? And I'd probably fussed more about the price of the ticket than I would about, you know, whether they were raffling off a firearm. Anyway, all right, there's that. All right, first question down. You guys passed with flying colors, I think, at least in terms of right side audience, you did. All right, here's a total change of subject. You're first on this one, Birdman. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, in all of her wisdom.
Yes.
She has said that America is not ready for a female. America can't handle it. America doesn't want a female president. Are we ready? What do you think? Does it matter? Your thoughts first. What you got?
America can't handle her as a president. I don't give a rip about a female president. I don't care. I just want somebody qualified, and she's not. She's just trying to make splashes and waves, and then she knows that this is her entire bread and butter is built off of a hype train behind an entire voter base that is very, very angry leftist New Yorkers. Of course she's going to make waves saying stuff like this, but at the bottom line, I think 99% of America does not give a rip if it's a female, as long as they're freaking qualified. That's all that matters.
Yeah, yeah, and conservative America wants a conservative president, and then liberal America wants a liberal president.
I mean, look at Tulsi. Tulsi is a perfect example of that. She's got a huge supporting base.
Tulsi Gabbard, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, Tulsi Gabbard to me is a scary Democrat.
She is.
Scary because if people really began to listen to her, she could become the face of the Democrat Party, and we would have trouble because on some issues, she's right alongside Republicans, and she'll call her own party out. But, yeah, your thoughts there, Boomer?
I mean, I agree completely. I think if it's the right woman, I don't think anybody's going to have an issue. Like you said, conservatives want a conservative woman. So, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, we got female governors, Governor Ivey being one.
Absolutely.
Governor Ivey overwhelmingly is about to win re-election.
Mm-hmm.
And then you got, who else is out there? Nikki Haley, Kristi Noem.
I mean, there's so many great women in politics.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, it all boils down to the, you know.
Ooh, yeah, good point.
What are they about?
What are they about is it, and that's what it should be about.
Mm-hmm.
It shouldn't be. And this whole, by the way, this whole notion that America's not ready for that. America wants someone to lead.
Absolutely.
And they want someone who will lead them well and who will keep them safe and who will make sure the economy is solid and who will get out of their bedrooms and, you know, and stop teaching their children about sexuality in kindergarten and embarrassing us on the world stage. I just saw a minute ago, President Biden, by the way, gave a speech, something about cancer. We're not sure what it was yet. But then when it was over with, you could tell he was looking around like he wasn't sure where the people were supposed to join him on stage. And he just did not look like he was doing well. But I will take a strong conservative female president tomorrow over what we have in the Oval Office right now.
Yes.
Well, you know, that rhetoric only exists because of Hillary Clinton when she lost. That became the biggest thing is that nobody wants a female president. They could justify it as sexism.
No, nobody wanted Hillary Clinton.
Exactly. But that rhetoric became really entrenched in the female voting base for politicians.
Absolutely.
Especially a president.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
All right. Take us to the break, fellers. We'll come right back, and I'm gonna go ahead and take that high risk again and open myself up to whatever questions you have of me. I don't even know what's coming. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, with the two guys who run the show, Boomer and the Birdman, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative, just plain right. I got to tell you real quick, two things. One is Birdman just had to jump off. He had an important thing that came up that we were expecting, and he's tending to it at the moment. If he gets finished, he'll jump back on. But in the meantime, I got to tell you, hey, Boomer, so I got a text just a minute ago from Josh from North Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
Josh from North Alabama texted and said, with regards to AOC, talking
Yeah.
He says, when people like AOC talk about backwards America, they're referring to Alabama, who has a female governor, and that manufactured victimhood logic isn't working.
Mm-hmm.
Spot on.
Right on,
Josh from North Alabama.
Man.
Okay, so we'll just keep moving, man. If Birdman can get that thing wrapped up and get back on with us, he will. But in the meantime, what question you got for me?
Oh, all right. I get to ask you a question. Yeah. All right, here we go. All right. Okay.
Oh, Lord, I'm opening myself up.
All right. Okay, you know my ties to Ukraine.
I do.
Okay. So about what's going on in Ukraine right now, Ukrainians have actually taken back some of the territory that Russia had previously taken from them.
Yeah.
With that, which is awesome, what my question is Putin unstable enough that he would think of or do, you know, a nuclear attack? Like, would that be something that would be, you know, even up in the cards? And what would happen? I mean, wouldn't that bring in the whole world?
Scale of 1 to 10. Let me back up. Putin is crazy, but he's crazy like a fox, in my opinion. I mean, the man is got hubris out the yang. He sees things through the perspective of saving face, and he believes in a nationalist view of his country that goes back to the old Soviet era, which requires expansionism for it to be considered, you know, strong. And of course, you know, you know some of the culture in that part of the world, the strong man is necessary in many in the eyes of too many. All right, all that to say, Putin fancies himself as the strong man. Which has spiritual implications, too, if you get down to it. Mm. But he does fancy himself as the strong man, the one to bring order to the chaos that he perceives the world to be in because of the fall of the Soviet Union. He hates the fall of the Soviet Union. Is he crazy enough to use nukes? I don't think we can just say no and then not pay attention. I think we have to be constantly monitoring what we know of the location and capabilities of his nuclear arsenal. And he has both tactical and strategic nukes, all right? Strategic being the large-scale, destroy-the-world kind. Tactical being battlefield nukes that can devastate a smaller portion, but they're more confined. Either one's bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're bad on different scales. So would he use tactical nukes on the battlefield? God, I hope not. I think here's the thing. I think if it weren't for the fact that NATO is staring at him right now, he might be more intent upon doing something crazier like that. But the question is going to be, he's losing right now. I mean, the truth be told, the Ukrainians are whacking him with a piece of wood right now. I mean, they're literally just been smacking him.
And he didn't realize this, you know. I mean, obviously,
no.
He thought it was going to be a walk in the park.
Just come on in, fellas.
Yeah.
Oh, it's big Russia. We're sorry. We'll roll over, and that hasn't happened. You know, I'm getting a little concerned with the level of sort of unfettered funding that the United States is just sending over. Just here's billions, here's more billions.
Yeah.
Good luck. Here's billions, and so that's starting to bother me. But I will say this, I'm amazed and pleased to watch the way we are seeing the Russian myth exposed. Mm. Because all the talk about the great Russian bear, you know, are they a near peer adversary? Arguably, they still are. But are they the much vaunted, overly scary near peer adversary that we had always believed they were? We're finding out their capabilities suck. So anyway, there's that.
Mm. Let me see if Birdman's back in.
Hello,
Are you back? Okay,
I sure am.
Just give me a thumbs up, thumbs down. How'd that go?
Thumbs up.
Oh, we'll
big
talk
thumbs
more
up.
We'll talk more afterwards.
Yep.
All right. Birdman sounds happy.
I got a question for you if we got time,
ask
if that's
me,
what you're looking for.
Ask me a question, dude.
Okay, you may have discussed it, but have you seen the new Rasmussen poll about the Donald Trump and MAGA extremists? Have you looked at that?
No. What, pray tell, did it say?
The Rasmussen poll just came out, and you know they're pretty credible. Well, I say credible. They're pretty popular in this realm. Apparently, it came out that 80% of Democrats think, quote, Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the foundations of our republic. Wow. 62% of those reporting strongly agree. Here's my question for you. The most unifying president we've ever elected has clearly become the most divisive. Where is your head at when you see things like this as far as moving forward? How do we move forward when 80% of this voting base thinks that the opposite side is threatening the fabric of our society?
Oh, are you asking me? Yeah, first of all, I take the poll with a grain of salt. I really don't believe that that many people believe that those who would just simply vote for the person they thought had the best policies are truly trying to tear down the United States. Now, I can tell you how I feel about liberal progressives. I think that people like AOC are trying to tear down. So I could see where there would be some on that side that feel like I do about them on their side.
Right.
What do you do? Well, here's some examples of what you can do and cannot do. First of all, don't do stupid speeches where you stand in front of a weird, eerie red backdrop in darkened light and scream at the world and tell everybody they're the problem. That does nothing for unification. All that does, and by the way, it was designed. But, you know, when Ronald Reagan was president, Tip O'Neill was Speaker of the House. Tip O'Neill did not see eye-to-eye policy-wise with Reagan. Reagan invited him to the White House, and they had breakfast together every Friday morning. And they just got to know each other,
right,
and they talked. And there were times when they still disagreed, but they wound up disagreeing civilly because they could disagree over scrambled eggs. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they literally got stuff done, and they got stuff done in part because Reagan was willing to extend the hand and not do, go down the demeaning road, not go down. And Reagan would stand firm. When Tip O'Neill wanted something Reagan knew was not right, he would stand. But the fact is, right, they got more done because in the end, Tip O'Neill couldn't vilify the man he was having breakfast with the next day.
That's good stuff.
So, wow. So there's a lesson from, you know, not so far back politics. There is a way to do that. And what we're seeing right now, I keep saying it over and over again, is living proof that Biden has never led anything in his entire life. So yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah. We didn't get to stupidest stories of the week again. Do y'all want to hang on and do those?
Sure, we can.
Are you
sure?
Birdman, you sure?
I'm cool with it.
I guess I'll stick around.
Where are you gonna go? All right, let's do it. Y'all hang tight. We'll be right back. We will wrap up the final moments of Boomer and the Birdman here on Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.